We're learning Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber tells us the didactical, the person has to be particular, careful, lachzer achar shliach tzibor, to choose the person who will be leading the davening, hayoser hagun, vayoser gadol b'tor v'masim she'efshar, limso. We have to try to find the person who has great qualities as far as their actions and also as their Torah knowledge, not just necessarily having a good voice, but we're going to see that certainly is part of it. She is called Slichos V'yam Menorayim, specifically with resetting of Slichos and also for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'shiyehe ben Shloshim Shana. Also, it's required, at least it's one recommendation, that this person who's leading the davening should be at least 30 years old. Gam, and also shehei nos. Also, this person, preferably, quoting the words of the Kolbo, should be married. Mihu, however, says the Mechaber, Kol Yisrael kasherim heim. In reality, if you can't find someone who has these qualities, it's okay, because in fact any person is allowed and allowed to daven for the as a shliach tzibor on behalf of everyone. However, the most important requirement, as stipulated by Rabbi Yosef Karo, is rachshehe merutzel kahal. Has to be something which people want. Has to be something which the community wants. Because if you're the shliach tzibor, you're representing the congregation, the community, and therefore has to be merutzel kahal. Has to be something which the general consensus, something which the community wants. And then he concludes in this particular sif and says, v'yesh mekomos, there are places, nohagim, that have the custom, shamispalo slichos, the same person who recites slichos in the morning, that same individual is mispalo kol hayom. They should daven, again quoting the words of the Kolbo, the entire day. And we'll discuss the significance of this in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins by discussing the significance of 30 years old. Why 30? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sha'oz, at that moment when a person hits that milestone in their life, Roy ben Levi Lavoda. We find that if you would happen to be a Levi, or if you're not, but it's mentioned in the Torah, that at that moment a Levi is now fit to do service in the Beis HaMikdash. So what does that have anything to do with this? Because we know, Tfilahu keneged avoda. The reason why we daven shachris is opposite the tamishol shachar and the tamishol bin arbayim. The afternoon sacrifice is why we daven mincha. So we see this interconnection between the avoda, the service that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash, and also to the davening. And therefore it's appropriate that a person should be 30 years old, just as the Levim only began to serve once they're 30. It gives another reason. It says, V'gam also, she'oz libo nishbar v'nidche. At that moment, this person is no longer an adolescent, and he's already a little more mature in his age and his years, and therefore he's going to take the davening in a little more of a serious manner, because his heart literally is nishbar, it's broken. And therefore, because of this, he would be a better candidate to lead the davening, to be the shliach tzibor. Now, the Shaar Tzion presents a question, because elsewhere, and actually there's a Rashi on this, we find that the Levim did not begin the Avodah when they were 30, but rather they started a little bit earlier, specifically at the age of 25. So he says that's true, but as the Rashi says, that was only for what? For training. It was only in order that they should be prepared so that 5 years later, they'll be able to have the skills to be able to do the avoda properly. So he says, so therefore it makes sense also, the actual service of davening appropriately and correctly should be in fact 30 and not 25. However, he asks a different question, the Shaar Tzion, and says that it's strange that the time is 30 years old, because he says, Valo Adarab, it should be the opposite. Because it's recited in Perkei Avos, it says in Ethics of Our Fathers, Ben Lamid Lakoach. That when a person reaches the age 30, they're not broken in their spirit or in their physical stature. Rather, it's the opposite. It says that once a person reaches 30, they're koach, they have a tremendous amount of strength. When a person has this physical strength, entertains the Shaar Tzion, Ein Libo Nishbar. In turn, it's probably more difficult to find that that individual is also a broken person in spirit if they're so strong in physical stature. And therefore, he says that the Shaar Tzion is really a Tos Sofer. That really was a mistake. And that shouldn't be 30, but rather it should say Ben Shishim. That the preferable age is not 30 and up, however, 60 and up. However, there are other commentators that explain that really 30 is the proper age. Continuing in the Mishnah Berura, he says that what's the significance about being married? What does that have anything to do with the ability of this person davening as a Shliach Tzibor, representing the congregation? So he says, again, focusing on the Beis HaMikdash, Dumya de Kohen Gadol, that we say that the Shliach Tzibor, who is the leader of that community, of that Mikdash Ma'at, that is just like a person who is the Kohen Gadol. And we know that the Kohen Gadol, Shoy Machinin Lo Isha Cheres, not only was he married, but the beginning of Masechtas Yoma says that also we would give him another wife, just in case his first wife would pass away, and therefore he would have a second wife. Doesn't mean we give a Shliach Tzibor a second wife. However, it at least teaches us the significance of being married as a Shliach Tzibor. It says, V'shtihei lo isha l'shamer min achet. And the significance of this is when a person is married, she's able to protect a person from making mistakes. However, the Mishnah Berurah then concludes and says, U'pashit. This is a very simple answer, that if you would have two people in front of you and you weren't sure which one is more qualified, one person is a Ben Torah, is a Torah scholar, is a Yerichet, he fears heaven. However, he doesn't have these other little details. He's not 30 years old, or according to the other opinion of the Shaar Tzion, he's not 60 years old, perhaps he's not married, but he's has fine qualities. The second person, who ish pashut, he's a simple person. However, who nasiv yosim ben shloshim, and he's married, he's 30 years old. So which one should you choose to be the Shliach Tzibor? The Mishnah Berurah says it's pashut, that ben Torah kodem, that the person that you should choose is the person who is the ben Torah. And we concluded with the last thought of the Mechaber. He said that the person who's davening the Slichos should also daven Kol Hayom. He should daven the entire day. And what's the reason for this? And it's brought down also in the Ber Hetev, Shehamatchil b'mitzvah omrim lo gamor. That once we have someone beginning to do a mitzvah, we're not going to have them stop, but rather let them continue it, and therefore they should be able to continue and daven. Af arviz shalafanav, even the marv which precedes it. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the marv which is after it, certainly he does not have to do so, because that's considered to be a separate day, and therefore, even if you would have the minhag, the custom, as stipulated in the Mechaber, that person who says slichos the whole day, certainly that next night by marv, he would not have to lead the davening for marv. Adonai Kavetz Amasit Koyadil Tzorav Yadir. Kaddish.